Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's an average day at an inner-city high school in New York City, and the kids are excited about the auditions for the annual school musical. But everything comes to a screeching halt when the tight-ass principal cuts their budget down to zero. Bernstein, the director, is mortified and his students are crushed, until his grandpa comes up with a possible solution. Gambling, but of a particular type. Apparently, there's an underground card game at a secret location in Rego Park where Hasids run a gambling den devoted to a game called Yanif, the same game Bernstein has played with his grandpa for many years. And with the help of a fellow teacher, card counter, and compulsive gambler Jonah, maybe, just maybe, they can earn enough money to put on the play. But to make it work, Jonah will have to dress up like an actual Hasid, complete with fringes and prayer curls. Can they pull off this deception and win enough money? Or is their downfall spelled Y-A-N-I-V? Yanif is also the name of a new film directed by Amnon Carmi and co-written by and starring Ben Dukoff. It's a fish-out-of-water, madcap high school comedy thriller with a hint of romance, all set on the fringes of New York's insular Hasidic community. Amnon Carmi is a filmmaker, animator, and artist. Ben Dukoff is a dramatist, producer, and performer. The film is having its Canadian premiere at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival on June 6th at 7:30 at the Hot Docs Ted Rogers Cinema, including a live game of Yanif before the show starts. And I'm very pleased to have here with me, via Zoom, Amnon and Ben to tell us more about Yanif. Hi, Amnon.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Hey there.
Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So let's start off with the title and central theme of the movie, the card game called Yanif. I've never heard of it before. What is it? How do you play it?
Well, that's a very good question. And we go into extreme detail in the film to teach people how to play the game. So everything you see in the film is completely accurate. Ben and I have been playing for, the past 8 years now? And we were inspired by it, inspired enough to make an entire film titled Yanif that surrounds the game. So we were, we work with the elements of the game itself. It is integrated throughout the film and it completely progresses and it's the catalyst for this entire concept that we've been on the road with.
I almost want to call this a screwball comedy since there's a fast-moving plot, secrets, characters dressed up in disguises and a bit of possible romance going on there. There's also slapstick. The movie starts with this scene of people crashing through a brick wall into a dance studio pursued by an army of men in black. So what type of comedy did you have in mind when you thought up this script? Let's start with you, Ben.
Sure. Screwball is a great way to put it. Amna and I are big screwball comedy fans. In fact, I'd even venture to say our lives are a giant screwball comedy. So we just wanted to put that into a movie. Something else that we really wanted to kind of show in our film is just, you know, this movie is so New York. There's so many different, you know, cultures, religions, ethnic groups butted up against each other, especially in the outer boroughs and the Bronx and Queens where our movie is set. And that adds to the comedy of our lives, and we knew it would add to the comedy in this movie.
Go on.
I completely agree. It's all those elements, those thematic elements that Ben just brought up, it really falls into place in what I consider this kind of, you know, going down the rabbit hole with Alice kind of a concept. Sure, it's based in the reality of what it's like to walk through the streets of New York, but we really, we try to take you on an adventure beyond anything you could imagine. So,
Now this film is partly set within a high school, and I understand both of you have worked at a high school in the Bronx in New York City called Hero High School. What is it? What do you guys do there? And what is the connection to this film?
Sure, I can take that. I'm at the school right now, and I apologize if you keep hearing the sound of the school bell because I'm sitting in my empty classroom currently.
It's authentic.
I'm hiding from my students that were in the movie because they want to know when it's going to come out. And I don't have an answer for them yet. Hero High School is a public high school in New York City for grades 9 through 12. So our students here are anywhere between, 14 and 18 years old. We have some 19-year-olds. I teach full-time here. I teach filmmaking, production, screenwriting, as well as some career development courses. Almnun, who's my creative partner, has also taught filmmaking and production here. In fact, we have a really robust, after-school and summer paid filmmaking internship program, which Almnun is head of production. So both of us have a lot of experience teaching kids how to make films, and many of our students appear in the film. In fact, all the students that you see in the movie are our actual students, and the students that appeared in the film, we also had students working behind the camera as well. The students that appeared in the film and had lines actually earned their SAG eligibility. So they're all union eligible, ready to begin their careers in the performing arts.
Amazing. So it's sort of a meta situation where they're playing themselves in a film that they're making about making a play. And are they also the actors in the play in the movie?
Absolutely. And it's meta all the way to the point where, we're scrambling to find funding for the arts. I mean, it is a true story all the way through. So it added a lot of meaning, too.
It was not uncommon on set to be very confused about what was fact and what was fiction. And maybe it's all the same thing, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the look of the film. One thing, I really love the poster. It sort of reimagines the old-fashioned a deck of cards, the picture cards with the king, queen, and jack. But this time it's characters in the movie. And then the reverse or the obverse is the people they encounter or themselves in disguise. It's sort of ambiguous that way. And the movie starts with very beautiful animation in the opening titles. And Amnon, I wonder, did you have anything to do with this, either that?
As a matter of fact, I did. I animated the title sequence, and I also designed the poster. My background is in animation and design. I've been doing it for a decade. Now I'm obviously filmmaking full time, but I love to have it to bring an opportunity to bring my previous careers into the picture as well. It adds a lot, I think, and gives it a personal touch. The card deck element is thematically very relevant. It's all about this kind of world gets turned upside down, quite literally, into the underground world of New York City as people play this game and gamble. So we really wanted to play with those themes to the point where we're actually preparing to sell decks of cards that are custom themed to the film. We have, the king, all the face cards are characters from the film, the Jokers as well. It's we really like the concept of building out the world of this film.
Interesting thing about the movie, Yanif, is all the esoteric details. Now, the character Benjamin that you play, I'm sorry, the Bernstein character that you play, Ben, is his grandfather is a wig maker. And he's well-versed, coincidentally, in just the fake beards and prayer curls they need for their disguises. Where did you come up with that? Where'd it come from?
So, excuse me, I'm sorry. That character is I guess you could say he's a mix of influences between Almnun's grandfathers and my grandfathers. Both of us were very close with our grandparents growing up. And my grandfather especially was a rather mischievous guy. So, we really loved the idea of a grandfather encouraging their grandson to, break the rules a little bit. This character in particular kind of fits into the theme of just our love of theater. And in the movie, actually, he's revealed to be a very well-known Broadway costume designer. So, of course, he has all these costumes left over from, countless productions of Fiddler on the Roof. So he's got the beards, the payas, the tzitzit, the hats, the vests, he's got it all. It's, honestly, that was one of our favorite scenes to film.
It was, no doubt.
Getting everybody all dressed up.
And I would say also we were inspired to use Fiddler because one of our actors is Adam B. Shapiro, who plays Mendy in the film. he is a very talented musical theater actor who does countless productions of Fiddler on the Roof. He even did the Yiddish Fiddler here in New York, which was madly successful. And the guy who played Zadie, who played Bernstein's grandfather, is actually mine and Ben's high school theater teacher.
Ah.
So, yeah, so it all comes full circle. That character is a mix of influences, like Ben said.
I want to know about the other meta element. You have these bizarre 1980s style VHS tapes explaining the game. How did you make those? How did you age them? How did you do that properly? It's sort of a film within the film.
Yeah. To be honest, that was our proof of concept. That's what we initially went around to, like, get attention on the film and get people interested. So we obviously put a lot of thought and care into it. I would say there are a lot of influences. Ben and I grew up watching another screwball comedy series called Tim and Eric. Huge influences of ours, and it permeates all of our work. This is no exception. So that kind of vintage 80s VHS kind of broken down style was something that we really pulled from that influence. How did we do it? It's a lot of special effects. It actually does fall into the animation compartment. So I was able to kind of wing that and change, you know, the aspect ratio. We like playing with that. It's something that we've noticed as a trend in film these days, is playing with all the different formats that have developed in the past, literally just, what, 20 years? So it's fun. It adds to the meta element. It's a shout out to the progression of media in general in the past, you know, generation.
You know, Amna and I, we grew up in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, when the internet was the Wild West, VHS tapes were, you know, just starting to go out of style. That aesthetic is, it's so nostalgic for us. It brings us back to a time where, like, we developed our sense of humor together. So it's really something that we wanted to, you know, call back to and you know, bring it to the forefront of our film.
Yeah. And finally, how does it feel to have your first feature playing before it's a very big theater, the Old Bloor Cinema, the Hot Dog Cinema is two balconies. That's a very big theater. What does it feel what you're doing next week?
Oh, we're pinching ourselves. I mean, first of all, what a high honor to be included in a festival such as the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. And a huge thank you to the Film Festival and the Toronto Jewish Film Foundation, of course, for bringing us in and giving us the centerpiece spot for the whole thing. We're kind of in disbelief. At the same time, we are super thrilled. And yes, it's a huge theater. It's like, what, 650 seats? According to our marketing team, we are well on our way to filling it. And we are determined to sell that out. We're ready to come in and cause a storm with it, basically. And again, we just are hugely appreciative that the Toronto Jewish Film Festival was able to saw the potential with us and see that it can appeal to such a wide audience.
Well, Amnon and Ben, thanks so much for talking with me.
Of course. Thanks for having us. We're honored and we're really excited to come to Toronto and check out your city.
Can't wait.
Amnon Carmi and Ben Dukoff's new comedy, Yaniv, is having its international premiere on June 6th at 7:30 at the Hot Dog Cinema at the Toronto Jewish Film Festival. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.